I thought I'd just give you an update on our guest bedroom, which is the latest room that I'm making over. I think I did mention it on a previous episode. So I've painted it in a nice bright peach colour. It's really brightened the room up because it was a north facing room. And when I first did it, I'd walk up the stairs and think I'd left the light on in the room. That's how much difference this colour has made to that room. So I'm really pleased about that. I've also upcycled the dressing table that I had in there. It was like a mirrored glass dressing table. So I've updated that and it looks, I'm really happy with how it looks. And on the dressing table and a couple of other places as well, what I've done is I've used some wooden half dowels and stuck them onto the frontage to give it like a lovely fluted look, the same that I did in my laundry room for the cupboard doors. I've also got a couple of quirky items in the room and I'm going to be doing something fun with the blind. So watch this space. I've ordered a blind for in there and it's a remote control one, which is super fun. What else have I done? I've also painted the frame. We've got actually got sliding wardrobes in there and I've painted the frame of those and I'm going to be doing something exciting with the sliding wardrobes. So I think I've broke the back of it. There's a few things left to do. The light fittings, the ceiling light and the bedside lights need doing. Andy's going to do them. We've also got to assemble the bed and assemble the bedsides, which I think we're going to probably end up doing over the Christmas break. So yeah, that is an update. And if you want to see what we've done so far, you can go and have a look over on Instagram where I'm at Caradice Interiors. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And I've got a story highlight on there for the guest bedroom makeover. And also, if you keep an eye on my stories, I will be updating them with whatever I'm doing next. So, yeah. And by the way, I will never, hopefully, be doing a makeover again at this time of year because it was a silly idea, really, because obviously Christmas is busy and next time I'm just going to leave Christmas for Christmas and not for decorating. So that is definitely a lesson learned, but I'm happy that we've done what we've done and we've broke the back of it now. So I thought I'd give you a little update before this week's podcast episode. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Well, not long now until the big day, and your mind is probably going towards how you're going to decorate your table for Christmas Day. Now, you've probably seen all the adverts on TV with elaborate tables decorated to the nines, and you probably think that's not for real people, that's just for adverts on TV. Well, I'm here to tell you that yes, it is for real people too. And you're probably also thinking that it's really expensive and difficult to create this kind of look. So in this episode, I'm going to give you all the elements you need for an amazing tablescape for your Christmas festivities. Now, these days we have so much choice, so many gorgeous things. The colour schemes are really pretty now. Back in the day, I think everything was mainly red or green, which was like traditional Christmas types of colours. You may have had when you were younger a red and green tablecloth and hats from the crackers. That was the decor. I think that was probably the decor when I was a kid too. But things have moved on and we've got much more to choose from now. And there's so many ideas and decorations that we can move away from the traditional decor, unless that's what you love, of course. But red and green is probably not the best combo, not the most classy look. And I don't think it's to most people's taste nowadays. So this moves me smoothly on to the colour scheme. I know I sound like a broken record. I keep talking about colour schemes and colour palettes. But hopefully by now you've got your home colour palette. And if you haven't, we can rectify that, with my free guide. So if you go, I'll put a link in the show notes. And if you click on that, put your email address in and I will send you my free guide to create your home colour palette. And then you can base your Christmas table decor colour scheme on the colour palette of your home or your room. So this, if you haven't done this already, maybe it's something that you could work on over the Christmas break if you get, you know, a few hours or a few days spare. So come back next year with an amazing colour palette for your home. So you want to choose a colour scheme for your table decor that matches the room that the table is in, which is probably your kitchen or dining room. And also, if you have a tree in that room, you would want to be matching with the tree decor too, which also hopefully matches with the table decor. My colour scheme for my table is pink, black and gold. And this isn't every colour in my kitchen, but definitely all the colours are included in my kitchen. And my Christmas tree are those colours too. So I'm going to kick off now with all the elements that you need to create an amazing tablescape. And you might want to grab a notebook and pen to jot some ideas down. So let's start off with Christmas bling. As it's a special occasion, it's just not the same without some kind of bling. So you want some kind of embellishment with glitter, glitz and glam. So one of the ways you can glitz things up is with something metallic, something shiny. You probably already know by now that gold is my favourite, but of course you could use other metallic colours like rose gold or silver or even copper. And I think also it's really nice to add a bit of glitter in there. So, you know, you've got a bit of bling with the glitter. I would suggest though, just a sprinkle of this, as if you go over the top with it, it may become a bit too much and a bit tacky. But definitely at least a sprinkle in there of glitter. So first of all, when you're decorating your table, you need the foundations. So these will be things like a runner. I'm not really sure many people use tablecloths nowadays. I don't personally think they look as good as runners. But if you like tablecloths and if you want to use a tablecloth, then that is one of your foundations. So my runner is one that I only use at Christmas time. So it's good to make it something pretty or interesting. And the one I have, it is black and it has like lace edges on it. Now, once you've got your runner, the next thing you'll need are placemats. You may have some special placemats for Christmas. I use my everyday ones, but they are, knowing me, my everyday ones are gold. They're actually gold in the shape of leaves. So obviously something with bling or decorative or a lovely colour. You don't really want use tatty old placemats with food marks on for Christmas Day. And also, some people like to use chargers as well. I used to have a set of chargers that I used to use. And if you don't know what a charger is, it's kind of like a plastic kind of plate that you put underneath the other plates, and it just layers everything and makes everything look nice. And you can get those in gold as well, so you know, you can bling it up with the placemats and chargers. So once you've got your foundation sorted, the next thing is your tableware. Now, I'm not sure how you do Christmas Day, but because we have so many people around on Christmas Day, we do kind of like a buffet style where everybody helps themselves to their Christmas dinner. I think I prefer to do this because some people don't like some things, or they like more of one thing than another. So if you let them help themselves, they're getting exactly what they want. And you're also not stressed out with trying to dish everything up for a lot of people. So because we do this, I put all the plates on the table before everybody arrives, you know, so they can pick their plate up and fill it with all the yummy Christmas dinner. So again, like your placemats, you don't want chipped, scratched, tatty old plates for Christmas Day. So you may have a special set that you keep. I use my everyday plates, but they are a nice plate. They're pink, they're kind of rustic looking, so they go perfectly with my scheme. So I use my pink dinner plates, and I've also got some smaller plates because we always have a starter on Christmas Day, like side plates, which I lay on top of the pink plates. And they are gorgeous plates that I bought from H&M quite a few years ago. I think they always do something nice at H&M. And they're black and white with gold rimmed edges. And there's a few different designs. There's a flamingo one, a pineapple one, and my favourite, a leopard print one. So I layer the dinner plates with the side plates, and the pink against the monochrome looks really good. As with my dinner plates, I also use my wine glasses, my everyday wine glasses. I think when buying everyday things, I always try to get something that's a little bit different and a little bit nice. And then you're not stuck in the rut of your everyday boring stuff and then saving everything special for Christmas. Because one, it's a shame. Two, no one's got the room for that. So if you just think a little bit more about your everyday stuff, when it comes to Christmas, you can use most of it with your Christmas table decor. So my glasses, my wine glasses, they're pink, and they've got like a fluted pattern in them, in with the glass. They weren't expensive ones. I got them from Matalan, so, you know, there were nothing majorly special in price or anything like that, but they look good. So there's a little tip for you. I think the only thing I would suggest having a set of for best is your cutlery. I mean, you don't have to, but you can get all sorts of different coloured cutlery nowadays. You can get gold, rose gold, black. You can even get rainbow cutlery. You can get gold cutlery with pink handles or black handles. And if you do get things like that, they all do tend to come off in the dishwasher. So I had a set of gold cutlery, and as it's been loaded into the dishwasher over a period of time, it's now silver, well, chrome, you know, stainless steel. So unless you've got an amazing set that you use every day and looks fabulous and maybe was really expensive and it's not got ruined in the dishwasher, then maybe you want to use that. But if not, it might be just an idea to have a special set for Christmas. And you can get cutlery, you know, gold and different ones now, quite reasonably priced. You don't have to pay a lot if you don't want to. If you do, you can. By the way, if anybody knows of any cutlery, for example, gold, that you can put in the dishwasher and it doesn't come off, please let me know, because I would love a set. Andy, I did, when I first bought it, I said to Andy, we've got to hand wash it all. He was like, absolutely not. I am not hand washing all of the cutlery. So we have to put it in the dishwasher. And as I said, it's not gold anymore. But I do have another set that I use at Christmas. I only use at Christmas, so it keeps the gold. So there's your other thing, obviously, your cutlery. You want that to look nice. And when you're laying the table, think about, you know, putting all your placemats equally apart, laying the plates so, you know, if you're putting one on top of the other, there's an equal space around the top plate to the bottom plate, laying your cutlery the same distance apart, facing your knife inwards. Little things like that just make it all more special and more magic, and they're absolutely doable. So don't forget the finishing touches like that. Now, another thing that you want to make sure that you add onto the table just for some balance is something rustic, something from nature. So if you've got all the bling going on, it's really nice to just have something to balance that out. Like, for example, some eucalyptus. We've got, actually got a eucalyptus tree in the garden, and I normally cut some of that off Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and use it on our table. You could use ivy, you could use pine cones. Last year, actually, I did use some of my artificial plants because the eucalyptus weren't looking that good, but it was still the same kind of vibe, you know, the natural touch. Another natural thing that I like to add are dried orange slices. Now, I know that they're probably not totally in my colour scheme, but I have got orange around the house. But things like that, things, you know, things natural, I think are okay to add, even if they're not religiously in your colour scheme. So I add a few dried orange slices too. There's your natural rustic touches. And the next thing that you need are some Christmas themed decorations. I have some pink and gold glass Christmas trees that I bought last year. I absolutely love them. They're gorgeous. And I've also got a Christmas tree jar that I fill with baubles. I've got pink and gold baubles in there. Oh, sounds like my voice is breaking. Couldn't get any deeper, could it? Right, where was I? Oh, I've lost my place now. Okay, so also other things that you could use are baubles. You could use baubles as your decorations. There's lots of paper decorations that you can buy now, you know, in the shape of Christmas trees and things. So yeah, some kind of themed Christmas decoration. And to go with these Christmas decorations, I would also suggest that you have some kind of candles and lights too. So you want to layer your table with candles for a festive glow. I've got some pine cone shaped candle holders, and I put some gold swirl candles in them. And then I've also got some glass and gold tea lights that I put along the centre. And I've also got some fairy lights that I leave on like a twinkling setting. You know that I love a twinkling setting on fairy lights. None of this flashy, flashy, in your face setting. No, that's not creating the right atmosphere. So yeah, some nice twinkling fairy lights. And then, of course, every Christmas table needs some crackers. I actually like to choose recyclable ones, so they're usually obviously brown. Probably, you know, if gold was recyclable, I'd probably have gold ones, but because they're not, and it does add in with that bit of naturalness and rusticness to balance things out as well, so they do look quite good. Last year I had some brown crackers with, I think some of them had chevrons on them, and some of them had like white snowflakes on them, so they look pretty good. I always have to search around every year for something that's going to look good with the table, so that's a suggestion for you to do. Another thing when it comes to crackers, and it's something that I think about doing every year but never get round to doing it because I never have time, but if you do have time, it might be nice to make your own crackers. And you can also make ones nowadays that are made of materials, so you can use them every year. And let's face it, the prizes in the crackers are always pretty naff, aren't they? They're the same every year, nobody wants them. So if you made your own, you could fill them with your own prizes, and you could put stuff like lottery tickets in, maybe sample beauty samples, things like that. So you could make it a bit more interesting if you made your own. I suppose you could always slot some lottery tickets into candles you buy as well. Yeah, there's an idea. Next thing to add are napkins. We're nearly at the end now, but we do have a couple of more things. So I always like to fold my napkins in a nice shape. So because it's Christmas, and you know, to make everything extra special for Christmas, I suggest that you do some kind of nice folded napkin. When I had lots of different colours going on in my kitchen, and I had a different table decor. I had some red napkins and I used to fold them in the shape of a lotus flower. They're really nice. People always used to comment on them as well. And you can get instructions on how to fold your napkins different ways on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, anything like that. So you'll find how to do it somewhere. So the napkins that I've got now, they're pink, and I fold them in the shape of a Christmas tree. So what I also do for a finishing touch is I took a star anise in the top, you know, like the tree topper. And I also, which moves me on to the next thing, I also took some eucalyptus in there, and I write the person's name who's going to be sitting at that place setting on the eucalyptus with a gold pen. So bringing me on to the next thing is place names. I think they make it more, your table more special, because it's Christmas, and also there's no arguments over who's sitting where. So as I said, I took some eucalyptus in, write the person's name on, and that's my place name. On my previous table decor, when I had my lotus flowers, I used to stick a pine cone, a gold sprayed pine cone, in the middle of the lotus flower, and I had some card written place names that I used every year, and I used to slot it into the top of the pine cone. So there's a couple of ideas. You can do whatever you like, but I do think it's nice to have some place names for Christmas Day. Now, one more bonus thing that you can do, you don't have to do this, but it's just a bonus if you wanted to. This is something that I have been doing for the past few years, and I hang some paper honeycombs above the table. I've got some of them like clear command strip hook things, and I stick them on. I'll leave them there all year, to be honest. They look terrible, but anyway, they'll be gone when we do our kitchen extension, but that's a different thing, you know. That's a subject for another episode. But anyway, getting back to the point, I hang, you know, the paper honeycombs that you can buy off Amazon. I've got them in the colour scheme for our room. In fact, I've got some teal ones of them as well, so they match in nicely with the room. I've got pink, black, gold and teal, and I've hung them at different lengths over the table, so that's like an extra decoration. And people, you can hang different things. People do it with, you know, different things. You've probably seen it, you know, if you watch the Kardashians, you've probably seen their super duper flowers hanging over the table. So there's a bonus thing, you can hang things over the table. And one last thing, a tip for Christmas Day, is make everything just extra special and nice. For example, decant your sauces into nice ramekins. Don't just plonk the Sainsbury's jar on the table. You know, make it extra special. I make butter curls and put them in ramekins, because we have pate for our starters. So yeah, and I also put the toast for the pate in a nice gold bread basket, things like that. Just think of how you're serving things and the finishing touches, and it just makes for an extra, extra special day. So if you want to see what my Christmas tablescape looks like, go over to Instagram. I'm at Caradice Interiors. I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. And to coincide with this episode, if everything goes to plan, I should have done a reel on my Christmas Day table decor. So you can go over there and have a look. And also on my website, on my blog, I also have a post that I did previously for the table scheme that I had before that, the one that I've mentioned about the lotus flower and everything. So you can also go over and have a look at that. And I will also put a link to that in the show notes. And that blog post will give you, you know, some tips as well on what to do, and probably more or less the same kind of thing I'm saying here, but just to cement it all. So that might be interesting for you to have a look at. So on that note, I hope you have fun decorating your tables for Christmas and wowing your guests. And I hope you have an amazing Christmas. And I will be here with you again on Boxing Day. So until then, I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.